The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. It could be the most exciting news for independent podcasters for some time. The proposal of a set of new tags for RSS from the Podcast Index. It could mean better discoverability and accessibility, more revenue, and protection against piracy. You'll hear more later in the podcast. Amazon has bought two domain names, podcast.com and podcasting.com. They both forward to Audible, which doesn't have third-party podcasts in it. Amazon Music does, though, in four countries. US radio personality Howard Stern was apparently approached by Spotify, claims Bloomberg. His contract with SiriusXM seems close to renewal, however. Black women in podcasting can now apply for a microgrant from the Black and Brown Podcast Collective. Grants can be between $250 and $1,000. The Edward R. Murrow Awards were awarded. Winners include all kinds of podcasts, including the Catch and Kill podcast with Ronan Farrow, The Dropout from ABC News, and the LA Times and Wondery production Detective Trap. Podfriend has added a Tinder for Podcasts feature, allowing you to listen to random new episodes. Swipe left for nope and swipe right to add that podcast to a list of shows you'd like to be a bit more, you know, acquainted with. Spotify aren't allowing use of their API to transfer music playlists to other platforms, it transpires today. For podcasts, we'd notice that the Podcast Index's new podcast RSS namespace allows you to link to your show on other platforms without use of Spotify's API. And is it time to kill reviews in Apple Podcasts? Tanner Campbell thinks it might be, replacing it with a simple love button. It's a Monday, so here's some more tech stuff, starting with that new namespace for podcasting. The new specification allows additional tags like location, a locking mechanism to protect feeds against privacy, links to the show on other podcast apps, transcripts, multiple enclosures, and funding. The namespace is to be done in phases, allowing full industry contribution, and it's fully backwards compatible with existing feeds. There's more on the Podcast Index's podcast, which is called Podcasting 2.0. JSON Feed version 1.1 has been released. It's a simpler, easier to parse alternative to RSS, which has support for multiple attachments or enclosures as we know them, and for extensions or namespaces as we know them. We've updated our JSON feed. Apple Podcasts rejects new podcasts with show images bigger than 500k or bigger than 3000 pixels. But you can change that image after you initially publish. So congratulations to Canadian podcast Entreprendre Ensemble for managing to have a podcast in Apple Podcasts which has an image measuring 5,800 pixels wide and is an astonishing 102 megabytes large. Wow. It's broken our page, so congratulations for that. Podcast Ping, an upcoming monitoring system just for podcasters, has worked to integrate Podcast Index into its service. Podcast Addict now offers multiple podcast search engines, including the Podcast Index. And Libsyn appears to have started automatically forwarding insecure RSS feeds to their secure HTTPS versions. And in podcast news, a murder case has many layers, the victim, the crime, and the investigation. Get to the heart of it on Anatomy of Murder, a new weekly true crime series launching on Wednesday. Ad sales are by Cabana, an ad large company, and we thank them for their support today. Stuff of Legends is new from ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia. It's hosted by radio presenter Christian O'Connell and features interviews with people like Russell Brand and Ricky Gervais, sharing their three most treasured items. And Rom-Com Pods returns for a second season today. The scripted romantic comedy features a full cast of voice actors and immersive sound design. Vote for Love is the title of the new season. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.